You want to set up an easy server for you and your friends, but of course, it needs to be easy to manage and easy to start. Well, let's get into it.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad Johnson. This week, we will be answering one of your emails that you sent in to mail@omgcraft.com. This is from Greg. I'm looking for advice on setting up a Minecraft server that my kids can connect to. They seem to be really excited about your TNT Olympics episode. I'm trying to set up my first server. I think I found the correct map for TNT Olympics, but it doesn't seem to be working properly. It spawns way up in the sky, which means you fall to the ground and die. And you can't fly or rebuild things that break slash blow up. It seems to default to survival mode. Could you give me some tips on setting up my own TNT Olympics server like you had? Where did you get the map that works, and what did you set all the server.properties to? Well, Greg, this is actually more simple than you probably realize. All you have to do is set up a LAN server in your normal Minecraft game. First, to get the map, head on over to our show notes at omgcraft.com. We actually link directly to the official map that Seth Blink put up, as he is the map creator. Once you have the map downloaded, go ahead and drop it into your saves folder. This is located in your Minecraft folder. When you download it, it is a zip, and Minecraft can't read that. So go ahead and unzip it in the saves folder. A nice tip is that if you keep the zip file here and don't remove it, you can quickly unzip it again and again later to reset the map. Now let's get into Minecraft. Go ahead and click on single player. This is a bit confusing because you're going to be opening up a single player world instead of a multiplayer world, which is what you want to be in the end, but bear with me. Open up single player, and then once in the world, hopefully your spawn is located correctly. If not, we're going to help you out in a bit. Go ahead and hit the escape key. If you're falling or dying, this will pause your game and keep you from doing that. In this menu, there is an open to LAN option. This is one you want to click. Here you have two options, allow cheats and start in survival or creative. You want creative, so choose that, and we're going to go ahead and turn on cheats just in case you want to use the in-game commands to switch game modes and do other simple tasks. Now, when your kids are looking for a multiplayer server on their Minecraft game, they just go to the multiplayer section and that local server should show up for them. It's as easy as that. They don't have to type a thing. When they join, they should be in creative, and voila, your problem is solved. Now, if they break blocks or place TNT incorrectly, destroying the map. Unfortunately, there's no way to reset the game. This is just a problem of Minecraft. What you have to do is unzip the map again in your saves folder, like we talked about earlier. One thing to note is that all the players must be on the same network as the host. They can't be all located all over the internet. This is just a simple solution. But you can think of this as a great excuse to host your own LAN party. I believe that that answers your questions, and let me know if you have any problems. If you want to send in an email, just like Greg, email us at mail@omgcraft.com. Maybe we'll answer it live on the show. We will also take your video questions. Just take a video about 30 seconds long, upload it to YouTube, and email us that link. Thank you so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. If you want to catch all of our future episodes, go ahead and hit the subscribe button at youtube.com/OMGCraft or subscribe to us. Just search for OMG Craft in iTunes. Thank you so much for watching. See you guys in another episode.